The liminal hour sees Barangaroo's Woolloogal Walk totally transformed into a magical bushland with 6-metre puppets. In a huge artistic collaboration between Earth Visual and Physical Inc., Jacob Nash, James Brown and Mandy Lights, they have reinterpreted and reimagined the space for this year's Vivid Festival. This morning we're joined by Scott Wright, the director of Earth Visual, to tell us more about the project. Good morning, Scott.
G'day, Sophie. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
I'm quite elated, actually. Last night, as you know, was the opening of Vivid Sydney, and our 6-metre-tall Murray Gin, which is Eora language for great woman, took her first steps, and she is amazing.
Everything went off without a hitch?
I wouldn't say without a hitch, but yeah, it's amazing. It's incredible. People are stopping in their tracks. It's a bit like watching a whole lot of rabbits run onto the road into the headlights of a car.
Wow. Well, can you start by explaining who Murray Gin is?
So Murray Gin is a contemporary elemental spirit. So she's an acknowledgement to the women of the Eora Nation prior to settlement. So by creating her and having her present at Barangaroo, we're sort of offering her as a beacon to our desires for the future. Mm-hmm. So taking the principles of what women would do on Sydney Harbour 250 years ago, they would have gathered food, they would have fed their family and, you know, hoped good things for the future. So it's a very layered work, but at the crux of it, it's a spectacular 6-metre-tall woman that inhabits the waterfront down at Barangaroo, and she creates a bushfire, she brings in a storm, and every now and then she stops and has a kind of a chat with the children. I think that's it in a nutshell, really.
She calls upon the natural forces to transform this peaceful bushland into a raging bushfire and then a storm. Can you kind of talk us through this whole regeneration process?
Well, we know that fire was used as a tool for managing bushland and creating new growth, which would then, you know, ensure food. So Murray Gin, as part of her ritual or part of her ceremony, performs a fire lighting ritual, and figuratively speaking, she creates a bushfire down on the waterfront. That then, you know, naturally causes seed pods to open, and then by performing a storm ritual, she's able to bring forth rain that then germinates the seeds that then symbolises or creates new life. So regeneration is very much a constant cycle, and she's part of it.
How did you kind of create this bushland with her and the lights?
Well, Mandy Lights have a ton, or probably more like several tons of lights that they've installed down at Woolloogal Walk. And so we sort of have two things going. One is the site, and that's very much under their control, and they create some amazing lighting effects to lull you into a sense of, you know, the bush at night, and then a bushfire and a storm. And Murray Gin also has her own internal lighting, so, and her own internal soundscape as well. So you get the two coming together, and it creates a bigger moment. You know, the two things happen separately, and then at times they come together, and we have these big, epic kind of bushfire moments. And I'm really proud. I'm really happy.
It sounds amazing. You know, Barangaroo back in the day before European colonisation, it was used as a place of hunting and fishing. How has she, Murray Gin, kind of interact with this space in this way?
So what we did was, her skin is based on the opalescence of oyster shells, because we know that the people would collect shellfish and seafood and stuff, and that they would meet and gather and eat that food together, and they would create middens. And we know that, you know, the Sydney area was littered with middens, which consequently were kind of crushed down, and their lime was used as mortar for quite a lot of buildings in Sydney. So we're sort of, the city's built on the remains of the civilization that lived here before white settlement. But yeah, so Murray Gin is, you know, is inspired by the middens. She's inspired by the plants. She's inspired by the water. She's, you know, very much our idea or our representation of the land before it was changed.
Mm. And, you know, as I mentioned before, it's huge artistic collaboration between you guys, Jacob Nash, James Brown and Mandy Lights. How did you guys all come together to this idea?
Well, that was kind of the Barangaroo authorities' fault. No.
Fault. Definitely their fault.
No, we'd all had sort of successful moments working on various projects down at Barangaroo separately. And so they suggested that we should work together. And so the collaboration came about at their request. And I think it's been a very successful one, to be honest. Like, you just need to look at the thousands of people that are stopped dead in their tracks taking photos.
Mm.
And, you know, also there's a... What I really loved last night was that there is this calmness that she brings, even though she's huge and spectacular. There seems to be a lot of contentment, and people are sort of have those quiet smiles on their face, and yeah, it's very satisfying, and I can't wait to see how this evolves over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, she's there every night from 6 to 9 p.m. All the way until the end of Vivid on June 16. But, Scott, thank you so much for joining us here
today. No worries.
We cannot wait to see Murray in all her 6-meter glory.
Have a good one.
Thank you.